Now that we completed our unit on Bishul Shi'at Mana Hatzara, just one more Nakuda that also appears in Parakira that is a little bit related, and that is Gzeiras Merchatzos and the permissibility or prohibition of washing oneself in hot water or maybe even cold water, maybe in Haggah on Shabbos. So, Minha Torah, there is absolutely nothing wrong with washing kol gufo in Mayim Chamin that were heated up for Shabbos. You heat up water for Shabbos, you can take a full bath or shower with that water on Shabbos, Minha Torah, without restriction. However, Midrabanan, there are restrictions on that. The Gemara tells us on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, the Gemara has a Braisa that it quotes, Chamin Shehuchmim Me'er Shabbos, if you heat up water on Erev Shabbos, L'machar Rochets Behen Panu Yad V'Raglav, you're allowed to wash hands, feet, legs, or hands, feet, face on Shabbos with that water. Aval lo kol gufa. But you're not allowed to wash your entire body with that water, even if it was heated up before Shabbos. And the Gemara goes on and has a machlokas as to whether there's a difference between if the water is bekli as opposed to if the water is the karka. And Rashi, their comments, the kli is worse than karka. The haroa omer hayom huchba, that if you're going to see someone washing themselves in a kli, you're going to think that the water is heated up on that day. Milsa orninu, if we allow this, then you may come to heat up water on Shabbos. And then the Gemara, a little bit later on Daf Mem Amud Aleph, has a Machlokas Rabbi Shmuel about Chamin Shehuchmu Me Erev Shabbos. A few lines from the top. Imar Chamin Shehuchmu Erev Shabbos. Rav Amar Lamar Herochit Ben Kol Gufo Aver. According to Rav, as long as you don't wash your entire body in one shot, you can wash your entire body with that hot water limb by limb. Shmuel says you can only wash pani yad v'raglav, and you can't wash your entire body, even if it's only aver aver. And the Gemara goes on further down to reference different stages in history of an expansion of a gezeira, where the Gemara indicates that the reason for some of these gzeiras are because of the balanim, the ovrei aveira, sorry. The Gemara tells us a few lines on the bottom, who are these ovrei aveira? The Amar of Shimon ben Pazi, Amar of Shimon Luck, Amar of Shimon Levi, Bishum Bar Kapara, Bitchila HaYerosim B'cham HaShuch Me'er. At one point in history, people would wash themselves in hot water that was heated up on Erev Shabbos. Bitchila HaBalanim L'Hachem B'Shabbos, and then the professional bath attendants would actually heat up the water on Shabbos. The Omer Me'er Shabbos Uchbu. They would claim that the water was heated up Me'er Shabbos. So at that point, Asur Sakam Ritu Rizazaya. At that point, they asked washing yourself in hot water. They allowed sweating in the bathhouses, and then they asked her that as well. And then they went on to ask her Chamei Or Atu Chamei Tveria. Says the Rashba over here. What exactly were we concerned about? The Rashba asked, "Tamili, Balolo. So were we really worried that these balon were going to heat up water on Shabbos in a violation of a blacha deraisa?" It doesn't mean that the Balanim actually heated up water on Shabbos in the violation of a clear Malacha Daraisa in such a blatant fashion. Ella shaloyu pokik mi ba'erev. That they did something less than actually heating it up, that they the Gemara here talks about. So there were holes in the merchats that allowed the steam to go out. And if you'd plug up those holes, then it would keep the steam internally. So that's what the Ushami song about, that it's not that they actually heat up the water, but they would close up the holes. And in doing so, they were nechshad that they would have more fuel, more etzim there Me'er Shabbos, and that would ignite on Shabbos. It would continue to ignite on Shabbos. The Rashba says, okay, so that also, if you're not lighting the fuel on Shabbos, you're not lighting the firewood, you're just letting it the fire run its course that you lit on Erev Shabbos, that's also okay. That's the sugya in the end of the first parak, that if you set into motion a process beginning before Shabbos, it can continue into Shabbos, and that's not a violation of anything. So even if the Ushami says that they would plug up the holes and the heat would continue internally and they would cause the firewood to ignite more quickly over Shabbos, that's still a continuation of the flame that you lit before Shabbos. What's the big deal about that? V'yesh lomar, dekeven shen akava pisuchin, who dolek v'holek v'odero chetzbo, v'adei asi l'chasuye. Now the concern was that if the holes are open and the flame is on and the fire is burning, then we're worried that because the heat's escaping, you're going to come to be mechate in the flames. Originally, they only asered when it was when originally they only asered when the holes were plugged up, and then they asered across the board. And ultimately, the real concern isn't that they're going to ignite a fire from scratch, but it's asir l'chatuyeh. So that's just in terms of the mechanics of the history of the Gzeira, but bottom line, this is Xeris Merchatzos, that you're not allowed to wash yourself in Mayim Shehuchmu Me'er Shabbos, at least the Kol Gufo or Eiver Eiver. And that's what we passed in the beginning of Simen Shin Kaf Vav. Asir lirchos Kol Gufo afilu Kol Eiver ve'Eiver levad, afilu b'mayim Shehuchmu Me'er Shabbos. The Gufa, if you have water that was heated up in Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to wash Kol Gufo, even if you're not washing it in one shot, you're washing it Eiver Eiver. Doesn't make a difference, B'Kli or B'Karka. Says the Mishabrus, cut an olive. There is Shama Yavo, Shabbos. That's the word that we just saw on Daf Mem Amud Aleph. There's a Magen Avraham, Sivkatan Vav, that the Shaar HaTzion references here in Sivkatan Daled. Mishmaru says in Sivkatan Hey that you're not allowed to wash even, you are allowed to wash Paniyad HaRaglav. Hainu B'Chamash Shochmi B'Shabbos, but if you have water that was heated up to Shabbos, even Beheter, then you're not allowed to use that water for anything, even for Panav, Yadav, the Raglav. Okay, Rabbi Eider quotes from Moshe, page 287, footnote Taf Taf Kuf Lamed Zayin, Taf Taf Kuf Lamed Zayin. That what's the balance between Paniyad HaRaglav and Eiver Eiver? So you're not allowed to wash your entire body if you do it, even if you do it Eiver Eiver, one limb at a time. But so the page 387, he says, Shamati Mipira Moshe. That if, let's say, in the morning you happen to wash part of your body, b'chamen, So if it happens to be that you wash part of the body in the morning, and then you had no intention at the time to wash more of the body later, and then you ended up washing more of the body later, that's mutter. You can't have that in mind, Meirosh, to wash a majority of the body, even if it's going to be spread out over the entirety of the day. Okay. Yeah.
That means that part of Yod HaRaglav would be a matir for like the torso also, as long as it wasn't the kavanah.
Yeah, part of the other raglav is lav dafka, the mishmeru sukkatan beis kol guf. So kol gufa is within rov gufa the kakul. But anything short of rov, that would be mutter. Yeah, part of the other raglav is lav dafka. So that's as far as rechitza b'chamin on Shabbos. What about rechitza b'tzonein? Did you ever want the link? Get the link. I don't see anyone on. What about Rechitza Bitzonein? So Me'ikra Din, even after the Gzeiras Merchatzos, there's no restriction on washing in cold water on Shabbos, even Kol Gufa. Now there is a Gzeira Drabanan that we encounter in Beitza in the list of Drabanan, so Shvusim, of going swimming on Shabbos, that Ein Shatin Al Pnei Amayim on Shabbos, Shema Yasa Chav Shal Shayatin, that one of the Shvusim is you're not allowed to go swimming on Shabbos lest you construct a raft in violation of the Balacha Bona. But that's as far as swimming. As far as just taking a cold shower, cold bath in cold water on Shabbos, even cold gufo, Me'ikra Din, even after the Gzeiras Merchatzos, there's no restriction. And that's what it says in Shin Kaf Aleph Sif Zayin, that, sorry, Shin Kaf Aleph Sif Zayin, Arochet Benahar, Sarach Sheyet Nagev Gufo Yafe, Kisha'ola Me'anar. If you're going to wash yourself in the river, meaning you're allowed to wash yourself in the river technically, if you're going to wash yourself in the river, you just have to make sure you dry yourself properly. You have to make sure that you're not going to walk around outside. And if there's water adhering to your body, that may be a violation of Tiltal Dalet Amos. But if you're careful about that, if you're careful about Schita, then technically speaking, Medina de Gemara, there's no iser of being relocated even called Gufo Bitsone. However, the Magen Avraham in Simchat and Chet quotes from Maril, we'll see it in a moment in Shuvos HaDeshen, that the minhag developed already in the Tkufas HaRishonim, at least by the late Tkufas HaRishonim, that one should not wash himself even a colder water on Shabbos because of a concern of Skita, if you're not careful, because of a concern of Mavrid Dalet Amos, if you're not careful. And that's quoted in the Mishnah Berurah here, Sukkatan Kaf Aleph, Harochets Benar, Chasva Poskim, Denagu Shela Lirchos Klal, Benahar O Bemikva, Dematzi Lava Lidei Skita Seyar, Ve'od Kama Tamim, worried about Skita, worried about Tiltal Dalet Amos. Excuse me, so the minhag developed not to wash even cold water on Shabbos. Yeah.
Any like change from this on Shulchan Aruch where that was deemed like not a concern?
Well, no, this is already before Shulchan Aruch, meaning the Mechaber is just quoting Din of the Gemara. But already Maril is before the Shulchan Aruch, the Truma Sedeshim before the Shulchan Aruch, not so long before, but before. So they already reflect the Minhag. It could be the Minhag didn't exist at that time in the land of the Mechaber, but in Ashkenazi Europe, you see reference to such a Minhag already in the late Tkufas HaRishonim. Yeah.
I have two questions. One is, why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch limit his din by the gzera of making a raft?
Here we're not talking about that. Here we're talking about washing yourself, not going swimming. That's elsewhere.
Meaning it's just a different activity.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. And I don't know, does Rebbe know communities who I know to go to the mikveh every morning? Do they also go on Shabbos or?
Yeah, so we'll get to the mikvah shortly. Okay. But Truma Sedeshin, for example, in Siman Reish Nun Hey, the Truma Sedeshin is talking about Tefillah Mitzvah on Shabbos. The Truma Sedeshin says, Mikol Makom, we'll get back to the broader context in a few moments, But haminag hu lizar v'lam noach. The minhag is not to wash even cold water on Shabbos. And that'll have relevance for Tfilas Nashim or Anashim on Shabbos, as we'll see in a moment. When it comes to Tevila on Shabbos, so the Mishnah tells us in Beis HaDaf Yud Zayin Amid Beis that according to Beis Hillel, Tfilas Kelim is Aser on Yantiv. Tfilas Kelim is Aser even on Yantiv. And Tfilas Adam is Mutter even on Shabbos. What's the difference? So the Gemara tells us on Daf Yuches that Tfilas Kelim is Aser because it's Nirek and Misakin Kli, that if you're Tovel Kelim, so before you're Tovel the Kli, it's not usable. Once you're Tovel the Kli, it becomes usable halakhically. So even though there's no visible change to Guf HaKli, that's Nirek Misakin Kelim. And it's Aser, for that reason, Nirek Misakin Kli. That's relevant when it comes to Tfilas Kelim. Why do we say the same thing when it comes to Tfilas Adam? A person is Tamei, now he goes to the mikvah and it becomes Tahor. So why isn't that the same concern of Nirek Misakin? So according to Rava there in the Gemara on Daf Yuches Amud Aleph and Beitza, there's an additional consideration when it comes to tefillah of people, and that is Nira Kemekar. That if you're going into a mikvah, no one, the casual observer sees a person going to the mikvah wouldn't necessarily think that he's going there for lachic reasons. He'll think that the person's going to the mikvah to cool off. And because you could easily say that the person going in is Nira Kemekar, we're not worried about a consideration of Nira Kemisake. That's because Mikra, there's no restriction on being Tovel or Roches Kulgufo Bitsonain on Shabbos. But the Rishonim are bothered. Chuma Sadesh in there in Reish Nun Hei. Maybe once the minhag developed not to be roches tzitzon on Shabbos, so that nira kemekar consideration is not as attractive or reasonable. Then the Jumas Hadeshan Reish Nun Hei Afal Gav Demuchach Perbeis DeBeitza the Ha Deshari Adam Litvol B'Shabbos Bishum DeNira Kemekar Haynu Afilu Hecha DeAfshel Litvol B'Chol We call Malkam Nira that Inav Is Manenu. The But now that the minhag is that people don't wash themselves in cold water on Shabbos at all, there's no clear iser, it's just a minhag that developed. We call Malcolm, Matir Behedya Binar, Efshar Odin Bin Mikvah, Shalanu, Klal Lakli. But still, even if you don't have Nira Kemekar, but it's not the same consideration as Tfilas Kelim. We're not as worried about Misakein Kli when it comes to a person. But nevertheless, the Tumas Deshin says that we're more circumspect about when we allow Tfilas Nashim on Shabbos, and we only allow Tfilas Nashim where it's clearly the Zman, if it's Bayil of the year, if it wasn't possible to be Tovel earlier. But if a woman could have gotten to the mikveh earlier, if it's not Bayil of the year, then because we're not so convinced that you can still say Nira Kemekar nowadays, Shimon Sadeshin says we're not so quick to allow a woman to go to the mikveh under those circumstances. So within Rishonim, this may depend. It's not really our sugya now. Yeah.
You say another reason why it wouldn't apply nowadays, just because if there is like a separate mikvah, and people generally like would go to a special body of water.
You can't say Nira Kemekar because why else are you going to mikvah? I don't think the post can really say that per se. Because
Why not?
who's, I'm sorry?
Like why?
Because you look at the. The question is, what is the Snapchat that you're looking at? Okay. Yes. Some of the Rishonim frame the question of tefillah, mitzvah, and Shabbos as a function of whether tefillah is not a mitzvah, that we only, under current circumstances, allow tefillah and Shabbos if we hold tefillah is not a mitzvah. If you haven't learned the sugya yet, or when you will, if you have, you'll see that even if you say tefillah is not a la mitzvah, it may still be that on some level tefillah is not a mitzvah. Not for now, but some of the Rishonim Mordechai, Tavshin and Beis, for example, in Shavuos, connects it to tefillah bismana mitzvah. But bottom line, at least generally speaking, the Psak of the Ramah in Yaredeya is that even if the tefillah is pushed off, we allow tefillah on Leil Shabbos, unless it's admitted to the contrary. Discussion shachtas if the woman's poshaya. Again, not our sugyos, but the baseline is that 99.9% of the time we allow tefillas nashim on Leil Shabbos, and we're not necessarily bothered by the lack of Nira Kamegar even nowadays. And that is the Ikar Din, that a person can be Reuel Chais on Shabbos, the Tzonein, even called Guf. The question is, what about using hot water on Friday night for Leil Tefillah? What about Zeres Merchatzos? The Shuvas Chacham Tzvi, Simin Yud Aleph, said that that's a problem. That if a woman goes to mikveh Friday night, either she has to go in cold water, or she can go bein hashmashos because lo gazru dinim derabanan v'bein hashmashos tzarech mitzvah. If she's going to go after tzeis, it has to be in cold water. If she's going to go bein hashmashos, then you can use hot water because we're not necessarily concerned about tzeres merkatzos, the malka mitzvah bein hashmashos. There's another Yehuda. Tinyana Arachayim Simen Kaf Dalid. Tinyana Arachayim Simen Kaf Dalid, quoted in Pesachei Tshuva Yaredeya Kuf Tzadi Zayin Sekatan Beis. Kuf Tzadi Zayin Sekatan Beis. The Nodav Yehuda is Mitzayin a Korban Nisanel in Parak Bamam Alikin. Simen Kaf Beis Os Kuf. Korban Nisanel Parak Beis Simen Kaf Beis Os Kuf writes that the Gzeiros Merchatzos was never extended to Tefillah the Mikvah. So half a line of the Korban Nisanel that doesn't explain where that comes from. Korban Nisanel just says that the Gzeiros Merchatzos was never extended to Tefillah the Mikvah, and therefore there's no problem with the women going to the Mikvah Friday night, even in fully hot water. Korban Nisanel doesn't explain what he means, where that comes from. The Nodav Yehuda suggests that maybe the calculation of Korban Nisanel is as follows. The reason for the Gzeiros Merchatzos was that we're worried you might come to heat up the water on Shabbos, be it the literal understanding of the Gemara, the literal words of the Gemara, you may come to heat it up, or the Rashba, you may come to be Mechata in the source of the fire, but we're worried that you may come to heat it up on Shabbos.
Hello.
Says the Nodav Yehuda, that concern is relevant further into Shabbos. But Tefillas Mitzvah is always at the beginning of Shabbos. So if it's the beginning of Shabbos, we're not worried that the second Shabbos begins, you're going to need to heat up the water that's already hot. So that's less of a concern. But maybe that's why the Gzeiros Merchatzos wasn't promulgated in the context of Tefillas Mitzvah. And he also quotes Rashi that we just saw on Lamed Tes on the Beis Yomaso B'Kli. Rashi said, we're concerned that if a person sees someone washing himself in hot water on Shabbos, he may come to heat up on Shabbos, sorry, that he may, the Harava Omer Hayom Hochmu, that the person seeing someone washing himself in hot water on Shabbos may think that the water is heated up on that day. So if you're looking at a mikveh, you wouldn't think that because shuvin is possible in a mikveh. So if it was heated up on that day, that would mean that you brought new hot water that you heated up. That would be shuvin. So less we're concerned that someone would think it was heated up on Shabbos in a mikveh. So that's another Yehuda suggestion based on the Korban Nisanal to justify tefillah in hot water on Shabbos. Although he concludes that without a raya mukhrachas, you can't be mako. And he writes in the next siman in siman kafei. First tshuva was a rachayim kafdal tinyana, and the next tshuva is siman kafei. He writes in kafei that his instructions were to stop heating up the water 2 hours before Shabbos begins, so that when Shabbos begins, it'll be lukewarm. It won't be at the temperature that would pose a problem of Zeras Merchatzos. So kosher to be okay. So the Nodi just said, even though he had a cheshbon, why you could justify even fully hot water, but Allah Lamaisa, the Nodi just said, only it's kosher. That's what Rabbi Morgenstern quotes in his Piskei Das and Hilchos Nida in the name of Eliyashiv. Eliyashiv said to only use kosher. In America, I think all the mikvahs use regular hot water on Friday nights. Sidri already says in Kufsadi Zion to Zion that the minhag is to be tovel in hot water. There's tsar to be tovel in cold water, and we're matir rechitza b'malkam tsar. So the Gderes Merchatzos wasn't enacted b'malkam tsar. Darkei Tshuva writes over there, Sivkatan Zayin from a Binyan Tzion, Siman Ayin Vav. Binyan Tzion Ayin Vav, that it's already a minhag, midoros hakadmonim, to be tovel b'chamin on Shabbos, and you shouldn't be ma'arer on that minhag. Shevet Alevi, Chelek Hei Memdalit, Chelek Hei Sev Memdalit, writes at least yesh al ma lismoch, and at least in America, that seems to be the minhag olam to be mekel. Rabbi Willig in Riverdale allows tefillah Friday night, 20 to 25 minutes after Shkia, because Me'ikar HaDin, on the one hand, Me'ikar HaDin, that's already tzeis, but according to many, it's still Be'nish Bashos. So then you're at least marviach those shittos that it's better Be'nish Bashos. Also, has a bracha of tzeis reasons that if you go to the mikvah 25 minutes after Shkia, everyone's still in shul. As opposed to if it's 50 minutes after Shkia, people are walking off from Shul. And that's also the minhag of warriors if you're a member of the Kehillah. They won't let you go to the mikvah that early Friday night. If you're not a genetic, biological member of the Kehillah, but at least for those who are Yotzei Frankfurt, that's the minhag. And Sidri Tar already writes that in Sukkot and Tess, Kufsadi Zion, that was the minhag in Frankfurt. Be'er Sheva is masig on the Sidri Tara, but the Asag of the Be'er Sheva and the Sidri Tara sounds like it was on those that were Tovel Mivod Yom, not those that were Tovel Bein Hashmashos. Yeah.
So we're voting is Machmir against
What's
like
Machmir mean?
meaning Machmir not to allow feel the common after taste.
No, but he's makel to allow Tefillah B'chamin. He's makel to allow Tefillah, usually. You don't go to the mikveh till, let's say, 50 minutes after Shkia. He's makel Friday night to let you go to the mikveh 20, 25 minutes after Shkia, which is marviach, this cheshbon of Gzeiras Merchatzos.
But in terms of like the Shevet Alevi and the Binyan Tzion, say I guess even after Tzeis it's mutter b'chamin.
Yes, that's yes, but it's a kula to allow going to the mikveh, kula in zmanim to allow going to the mikveh 25 minutes after Shkia.
Didn't Rabbi say once that the Nodav Yehuda was allowed insulation? So that implies that it was kind of hot, but that was a different
You know you allowed insulation in a mikveh?
meaning the shiloh that Moshe was dealing with in Russia not allowing heating up water in Shabbos.
Right,
I
right,
remember Rabbi saying
right.
that the Yehuda said you have to insulate the water. So is that this same tshuva? Meaning you heat up the water before Shabbos and you insulate it.
Yeah, but the point was that you have to the Nodav Yehuda's cheshbon. You're trying to find the balance where it's lukewarm, but if not, it's not hot, I would rise the level of the sauce. Okay. And now we're going to move on to the malacha of gozes. The Mishnah says on Tzadi Dalem Beis, and most of us don't shear sheep too often, but we do cut nails. The Mishnah says, "Hanotel tziparnav zu bazu o bishinav." If you cut your nails by rubbing them against each other or using your teeth, v'chein sa'ara, v'chein sfama, v'chein zakano. Same thing with here. Hair, beard, mustache. Rav Lazar says that's a malacha d'oraisa. Chachamim say that's only a malacha d'rabbana. Says the Gemara, "Am Rav Lazar." This is Rav Lazar, the Amora, being Mefarish Rabbi Eliezer, the Tana of the Mishnah. "Am Rav Lazar, machlokes biyad." Machlokes in the Mishnah, whether you're talking about a malacha d'oraisa, malacha d'rabbanan, that's only if you are removing your nails with your hands, meaning not with a kli. Vav kli divrei kol chayiv. But if you're removing the nails with a kli, using a nail clipper, everyone agrees that's a malacha d'oraisa. Says the Gemara, pshita zu b'zutnan. Well, yeah, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Now the tamei rabbanan b'kli nami patri. Maybe you might have thought that the Rabbanan don't only pater the Yah, but they pater the Kli also. And the Mishnah is just giving you that Okimta, that seer, to show you the Koach the Heter of Lazar. Sorry, the Koach the Yisur of Lazar, that he's Mechayiv even the Yad. Kamash Mela, no. But the Gemara says, bottom line, that everyone should agree that if you are notel tipernai in Bakli, that's a malacha d'oraisa. Teth Tosfos, aval Bakli de b'kol chayiv, when the Gemara says everyone agrees doesn't mean everyone agrees. Aval Bakli de b'kol chayiv, hainu, k'Rabbi Yehuda, de mechayiv in malacha, she'en esmicha l'gufa. Divrei HaKol means divrei HaKol within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Huda says that you're chayiv from malacha shein esrich l'gufa, and netilas sipernayim is a malacha shein esrich l'gufa. We'll define why shortly. So that's why we say v'kli de v'kol chayiv. But according to Reb Shimon, the malacha shein esrich l'gufa is pater. It's only us and midrabbanan. Then even netilas sipernayim v'kli would only be an iser derabbanan. So Divrei HaKol isn't really Divrei HaKol. Divrei HaKol is within the world of Rabbi Huda, but within the world of Reb Shimon, even Bakli would only be Aser mi derabanan. How is Netilas Sipernayim a Malacha She'ena Sricha leGufa? So Tosfos tells us on Daf Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph, what is the definition of Malacha She'ena Sricha leGufa? So the Mishnah on Tzadi Gilam obeys if a person is motzi a mace b'mita yirchayev and Reb Shimon poter. Why is Reb Shimon poter? Says Tosfos Tzadi Dalam obeys Reb Shimon poter nir l'ri the malacha she'en esrich l'gufa kari k'she'osa malacha vein tzarech l'osa tzarech k'ein she'yusrich l'abim mishkan elin yinacher. So Tosfos Shita is Malacha Shein Esrich LeGufa is defined based on Mishkan, that whatever, if you are doing a malacha for a purpose other than for which the malacha was done on the Mishkan, that's a Malacha Shein Esrich LeGufa. Yes, Shara Shai Sabi Malacha Na Seif B'Shvila B'Mishkan LeGufa Malacha V'Sharasha. So Malacha Shein Esrich LeGufa means that for the same purpose as the Gufa Malacha, the original Malacha, the way it was done in Mishkan. So all the examples of Malacha Hashem Nesich L'Guf and the Gemara here are fit in. Hatzas Ameis Ein Tzarech L'Meis U'B'Mishkan Ayusich and L'Chapasim Shotziu. That Hatzah in the Mishkan was because you needed the object that you were B'Motzi. Hatzas Ameis, you're not B'Motzi the Meis because you need the Meis, so that's not doing the Mishkan. Tzah Nachash Shelo Yishchenu Eino Tzarech L'Nachash U'B'Mishkan Ayusich and L'Tachash V'Chilazo. In Mishkan, you did say that because you needed that which you're being taught. If you're taught a nachash, it shouldn't bite you. That's a malacha shenu zichul gufa, because that wasn't the purpose for which it was done in the Mishkan. So Giza also, Giza in the Mishkan was done because you needed the materials that you're shearing, the oras tachashim, or whatever you're shearing was because you needed the material being sheared. As opposed to Natilas Sipranayim, there you have no need for the nails that you're cutting, therefore it's a malacha she'ein tzrichu l'gufa. And Tosa says, according to Rav Shimon, the malacha she'ein tzrichu l'gufa is pater, then even Natilas Sipranayim, the kli, is going to be pater, and the Gemara here on Sadi Dalin Vez is only Aliba de Rebbe Yehuda. And that's different than Rashi's definition of malacha she'ein tzrichu l'gufa, Sadi Gilin Vez. Rav Shimon Poter, Afil v'meis shalem, Tavei malacha she'en ezricha l'gufa. Kol malacha she'en ezricha, el l'salka me'alav. If the malacha's only purpose is to remove something from you, Tavei malacha she'en ezricha l'gufa, Dibir tzono, lo balo, v'lo hayatzarach. It's up to you. You never want this to be in the situation in the first place. You have no need for it. They have to figure out the interplay of those two phrases in Rashi. Number one, that it's the salkam the elav, it's to remove it. And number two, that persona lo balo, the law yasarakla, that you wouldn't have wanted to have to deal with that situation in the first place. But Rashi has those two phrases in defining malacha she'ena svicha legufa. So the Mereshes Moshe Simon Kuf Kafe goes to Kappas Tamar and Sukkalam and Gimel, who thinks that the Rambam is Masper like Rashi as well. The Rambam in Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, where the Rambam famously paskins like Rabbi Huda against all the other Rishonim, or at least came out all the other Rishonim, Kala Osa Malacha B'Shabes, Afa Bisha Eina Tzricha L'Gufa Shem Malacha Chayiv Aleha, Ketzad, Hareshek Kiba esaner, the neshu tsarach l'shem and olam psila, kidei shelo yaved, o kidei shelo yisarev, o kidei shelo yivakeya, cheres shalner, is chayiv. The nesha kiba yimalacha, reines kavin l'chabos, the alpha pisha eno tsarach l'guf hakiboy, the low. Kiba el v'nei Hashem and v'nei Cheres v'nei Psila, haray zechayiv. That even though you sport the guf hakiboy, you're just doing it to protect the ner the psila. That may sound a little bit like this idea of Birtsona Lobolo, that you have no fundamental need for the Malacha per se. But presumably, both according to Rashi and according to Tosfos, Natila Sibranai would be Malacha Shenu Sikluguf. According to Tosfos, clearly that wasn't the Mishkan model. And according to Rashi, it's Lasalka Me'alav. You don't have no use for the nails that you're cutting, you're just removing them, and Birtsona Lo Balo is up to you. You wouldn't need to cut your nails if not for the fact that they grew. The Ramban has a different understanding of Malacha She'en Ezricha L'Gufa. And according to Rabban, it emerges that Netilas Ciponaim is in fact a Malach HaTzvicha L'Guf. The Ramban writes, Kuf Vav Amud Aleph, Hilkach L'Rav Shimon Kol Malach HaShein HaTzvicha L'Gufa Lo Machmas Kilkol Lo Machmas Tikun Patur Aleha. To any malacha sheinu tzvicha l'gufa, which is not a function of kilkul, not a function of tikkun, is pater. V'afilu chov l'mavir, v'hainu notel kotzo v'chov l'atzmo u'mekalkel gamor, v'eino tzarech l'klum, v'hainu malacha sheinu tzvicha l'gufa, u'pater Aleha. Skipping a little bit. If you're cutting your nails, your hair, either to be misakin your goof or to enhance your appearance, giza, or because you want the hair or the shearings, kulan malacha. Whether you're cutting your nails because you want to enhance your appearance, or whether you're shearing the sheep because you want the wool, both of those are malachas v'chulagufa. Nimnei shakol davar echad v'anetila hi atzma hamalacha. That everything is one unit. V'anetila hi atzma hamalacha. So what does that mean? Stipler explains Siman Mem Tes that what the Ramban's getting at, Vanatili Asma Malacha, is that if you are mafrid two things that were originally joined, and you have use for either of those two things, that's considered to be Tzvicha L'Gufa. So if I'm shearing the sheep because I want the wool, that's Tzvicha L'Gufa because I want the wool. If I'm cutting my nails because I want the enhanced appearance of the figures without the overgrown nails, then that's also Tzvicha L'Gufa because it's benefiting the part that's left. If I have two things that are joined and I remove one of them for the benefit of either that which I remove or that which remains, that's considered to be a malacha ha-tzvicha l'gufa. With the Ramban, fundamentally, what emerges in this piece in the Ramban is that malacha she'ena tzvicha l'gufa is where you're doing something to prevent nezek or to prevent a undesirable consequence. But if I have two things that are joined together, whether I'm interested in that which I cut off, whether I'm that interested in that which remains, both of those would make it, or either of those would make it a malacha ha'tzvicha l'gufa, and therefore the Ramban, Netilas Ciponaim is a malacha ha tzvicha l'gufa, and then when the Gemara says dibei kol b'kli chayiv, that's l'kuli alma, irrespective of the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. In Rabbi Yisro Zalman's Hagos on the Ramban, he quotes a Tshuvas Harivash Simen Shin Sali Sadi Dalid, Shin Sadi Dalid, who writes that Netilas Ciponaim is a malacha tzvicha l'gufa. And he says that in the Mishkan, they would do giza for the benefit of the oros that were being short. That there were Oros Elim Adamim, and there were hairs on the Oros Elim Adamim, and they would remove the hairs in order to enhance the appearance of the Oros and the Tehillim. So now, like Tosos, who says that in the Mishkan, Giz was only done for the use of the shearings, and therefore, within Tosos's view of the world, Giza is a malacha. And until the Malacha Shedus Lagufa, the Mivash would say that even Lishita Sosos, until Sipranayim could arguably be a Malacha Hatzvich Lagufa, because Giza in the Mishkan sometimes was even for the enhancement of the material that you were gozes off of. Not just to use a wool, but to enhance the Tchashim, to enhance the Oros Elim Adamim that you took the hairs off of. Even according to Tosfos, Rishus Zalman points out from the Rivash, if the Rivash's analysis of what happened to Mishkan was true, then the Rivash would say, even according to Tosfos, the definition of Malacha Shedus Tzrich Lagufa, Netilas Sibrinai may be a Malacha HaTzrich Lagufa. But either way, according to Tosfos, presumably according to Rashi, Netilas Sibrinai is a Malacha She'ena Tzrich Lagufa, and that's why Tosos can say that the Gemara in Sadi Dalam is only within Rabbi Huda, but within Reb Shimon, according to whom he paskin, that a Malacha She'ena Tzrich Lagufa is pater, then even a Tila Sipranayim a Kli, the Kli is only going to be Aser the Derabana. Opposed to the Ramban and the Rivash, for different reasons, then a Tila Sipranayim is a Malacha HaTzrich Lagufa. Then, even if he passed it like Reb Shimon, Netilas Sipranayim Kli would still be a Malacha D'oraisa. Mereshes Moshe points out another Rashi on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Yiramaskal Olam Rebbe Huda Sfirale. This is in the context of Mishnah B'Memelika Kechasal Ener, that if you're extinguishing because you want to save the lamp, the material, Rashi there writes La'olam Krivi Huda Sfirle, that Malacha Shedus Tzrich Lagufa is Chayev, D'mishum Ein Tzricha Lagufa Lo Miftar. Hold the tzricha l'davar acher. That you can't get off the hook and say that this case of extinguishing a lamp because your chas on the ner is a malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa. Hold the tzricha l'davar acher, meleches machshavasu. So even according to Rabbi Huda, that Malacha She'ena Tzrich Lagufa is Chayev, you're Chayev where it's still Tzrich L'davar Acher. It may be a Malacha She'ena Tzrich Lagufa, but there is some side benefit that accrues through the performance of this Malacha. So let's say within Rashi's definition, it's Eino Tzricha Lagufa because it's only L'salka Me'elav, but there is still a benefit from that which you're doing L'salka Me'elav, or you're doing it here to preserve the ner. You don't get any value from the kibbutz per se, you're doing it to preserve the ner, but there's a benefit there in preserving the ner. So that may be a Malacha She'eino Tzricha Lagufa, but you're going to be Chayav Rabbi Yehuda. But it sounds like if it's not even Tzrich L'davar Acher, if there's no Tzorach at all, there's no benefit at all in the Malacha done, that's a Chisan of Malachas Machshaves. And then maybe even according to Rabbi Huda, that would not be a Malacha D'oraisa. Moshe points out, Chazon Ish writes like that, Siman Nun Of Dalid, Siman Nun Of Dalid, Bidasa Rambam, Perek Yud, Halacha Kaf Aleph. Echash Bada Shratta Mamur Batar of Echash Shar Shkatsar Ramasim Shesh Lamina and Seda Hasad Echamek Kulan, Bein Litzarech Bein Shalal Litzarech, is Chayef. Shemalacha Shein Azrik Lagufa Chayef Aleha. Right, that's Shidas Rambam. Malacha Shein Azrik Lagufa is Chayef like Rebbe Yehuda. So the Chazon Ish thinks, B'das HaRambam, that even Shelo Litzarach isn't Shelo Litzarach Klal, but a Shelo Litzarach Gufa. But if he has said that Shelo Litzarach Klal, then even according to Rehuda, that's not going to be a Melacha D'oraisa. Rashi's Moshe points out, that's not Pasha. There's a Kovetz Shirim, Beitza Ayin Gimel, who talks about this. Maybe what's the din? Kofer gum of ein osarach elo la'afra maybe amlach hashem zik lagufa. You're digging the hole. All you need is afer. You don't need the hole. What if you're kofer guma, and you don't even need the afer? So is that also amlach hashem zik lagufa? You're going to be chayvan according to Yehuda. Kavashirim raises that question. Mishabru assumes Simon Shinta Zion, Sif Zion, Beralacha, Diramaskal Nechashim. Shinta Zion, Sif Zion, Beralacha, Diramaskal Nechashim. That no, if Malacha Shein is Viskayev, that's going to even be if it's Shalal Litzaraklau. Okay. There's an Igle Tal, we said, doesn't cover all the malachos. He does Sidur de Pas, and then he goes and goes his also. So Rabbi Eider does Sidur de Pas, and then he stops. So we're done with his sefer going forward. But Igle Tal gives us one more last stand, and that's the Malach of Doses. So the Igle Tal suggests the Machlokes, if you want, Tosos and the Rivash, as to whether there is a model in Mishkan of being gozes for the benefit of the material left behind, not just for the benefit of the shearings that you shear. So the Igle Tal thinks in Sifkat and Yugimel that that relates to another Machlokes, and Tosos there is Lishitasam, that the Chiyuv of Giza is only Minachai, and not minames. That the malacha of the rice of gozes is only if you're shearing from a live animal, but if you're shearing from hides of a dead animal, that's not a malacha d'oraisa. Igle Tal points out that's Tosus and Bukhara staff kafei, Bukhara's kafei. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuzayin Amabez has a memor of Shmuel, Poshet Yad LeMei Behema. That if you stick your hand into a pregnant animal, the dildel uber shebimeyaha, and then you remove part of that fetus in the animal, chayim mishum oker davar migidula. That's a violation of oker davar migidula. And Tosas assumes that that's a tolada of gozes, that removing that Uber from the animal is a tolada of gozes. That's called Oker Davar Migidulo. And the Gleital thinks that that's against Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi in a Tosefta that Tolesh Min HaMesa is Chayev. So if the animal's dead, if not Oker Davar Migidulo. So the Gleital sets this up as the Machlokas Bavli, or at least according to Tosfos, maybe Machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi. He thinks that according to Tosfos, to the extent that the Rivash may be correct historically, that they would remove hairs from the Oros HaLima Adamim and the Tekashim for the enhancement of the ore, that may have been true, but that wasn't a violation, that wasn't a Malach of Gozes, because Gozes is only min ha-chai and not min ha-meis, and at that stage the hides were dead. So then that's why Tosfos would not learn like the Rivash, and Tosfos is back where he started, that Netilas Ziprunayim is a Malacha Shenazikul Gufa because there's no Mishkan model. Now, Halacha Lemaisa, the Mishabura assumes that Gozes is Chayiv even B'Mesa. Mishabura in Siman Shin Mem Sifkatan Hay. Shin Mem Sifkatan Hay. That's based on Rambam Perek Tes Halacha Zayin. Hagozi Semer Oseyar Beimen a Behema Beimen a Chaya Beimen a Chaya Beimen a Meis is Chaya. So Rambam is Mefurash that there is a Malacha the rice of Gozes even min ha mace. And that's the Mishmur goes Halacha in Shin Mem Sifkatan Hey. So if that's the case, that there is a Malacha Gozes even min ha mace, or even if it's only Derabanan, what about is there a Gozes issue in removing feathers from a piece of chicken? If you can navigate the Borer concern, is there a Gozes concern? Says Ramosha, Chela Dalet Simen, or this is the Chuvas Rabbi Eider, reprinted in Chela Dalet Simen Ayin Dalet Borer Oz Tes. Says Ramosha, it's true that Gozes applies even La'achar Misa, Tosef, the Rambam, Mikol Makom, La'achar HaBishol, Hu K'merutim Ve'omdim, U'Befrat Sheleka Inyan Malacha De'ein Re'uyin L'Shum Davar U'Mashlicha. Because once you cook something, then it's not Shayach to talk about Gozes anymore, because now where the tzura of the animal has been so significantly changed that you can't talk about shearing off a cooked piece of chicken. Avasa yasa kain. So in terms of Boer, if you could If you could just spit it out of your mouth, then better. But if not, then you have the Derech Achila Heter of Derech Achila slash La'alter in removing it. And if we solve the Bor problem, then Ramosha says there's no concern about Gozes either. Rabasher Weiss writes like that also, Minchas Asher Simen Pei Beis, Minchas Asher Shabbos Simen Pei Beis, that even though it's not so clear, but he thinks that basically Ein Giza Ba'ochlin, that once something is already prepared as food, then it's not Shayach and Gozer in Giza. Shmir Shabbos is Machmir, Perek Gimel Sif Lamed Daled, Perek Gimel Sif Lamed Daled, he thinks that there's a Chashash Giza, at least a Rabbanon. But Rabbi Willig pointed out that it seems like Minhag Yisrael is to be makel on this, like Rav Moshe, that we're not worried about a Gozei's concern when it comes to food that's already prepared and on the table, on the plate. So we saw that the Rambam passes like Rabbi Huda in Malacha She'ena Svichu L'Gufa, Perek Aleph Malacha Zayin and elsewhere, and the Ravid is massing on him. Rav Avadya Yabia Omer Chelak Yud Aleph Siman Kavav, Chelak Yud Aleph is the posthumous volume Siman Kavav. He quotes tens of Rishonim that argue on the Rambam, and all he finds among Rishonim that are like the Rambam, the Halacha, the Balamor, and the Yireya. So it's the whole world against Rambam and Balamor Yireya. In Shulchan Aruch, beginning of Shin Mem, the Mechaber quotes the Rambam as, actually before that, Shin Tes Zayin Sivches. Shin Tes Zayin Sivches. Shmoda Shratzim Hamurim Batorah Hatzada Chayev Vachovel Behen Afavishalayatzameh Hamdam El Nisra Tachas Or Chayev. Shar So if you're sad Shalol Litzarech, that's Patrulasr because that's a Malacha Shein Svicha. Lagufa, La Rambam, Chayev. So the Mechaber there quotes the Rambam as a Yesh Omrim, and even Malach HaShem HaSuch Lagufa is Chayev. In the beginning of Shin Mem, in the Gozes context, there the Mechaber writes, Also, Litol Sa'aro Tziparno Bein B'yad Bein Mekli, Bein la'atzma bein la'cherim. Period. But it sounds like it's a malacha d'oraisa. Bein b'yad, bein b'kli. So the Be'er Lacha points out here, Dibur Maslo V'Chayev. Here it sounds like the Mechaber is still saying, like Rabbi Huda, like the Rambam, the Malacha She'ena Svicha L'Gufa is Chayev. If we pass like Reb Shimon, the Malacha She'ena Svicha L'Gufa is Pater. So what's the Malacha D'oraisa? Find it Tilas Tzipornayim. So the Be'er Lacha says, well, maybe the Mechaber is assuming, can't be that the Mechaber changed his mind and here is something like the Rambam, because he saw earlier in Shin Tes Zayin that Rambam is only Yesh Omrim. So maybe the Mechaber really holds like the Rivash, or like the Ramban, then the Tehillas Tzipornayim is a Malacha HaTzricha L'Gufa. Otherwise, why is the Mechaber sells him here Chayef?
Hello.
The Gra here is Mitzayin the Rambam. So at first glance, that would seem to mean or indicate that the Gaon is suggesting that the Mechaber is really paskening like the Rambam, even though in Shin Tes Ayin, the Mechaber just quotes the Rambam as a Yesh Omer. Suggests Rav Asher Weiss, Minchas Asher Shabbos Simen Pei Beis, that sometimes, and maybe what the Gra is saying, that sometimes the Mechaber, even though in principle, has a Stam Yesh Omrim, and usually Stam Yesh Omrim Malacha Kistam, but sometimes the Mechaber will be Choshesh for the Yesh Omrim L'chumra. So it could be that in this situation, the Mechaber is saying, even though in principle Stam Yesh Omrim, we paskin that Malacha Shem Zikul Gufa is Pater, but here maybe the Mechaber thinks that you should be Choshesh L'chumra. He quotes an example to that. The Mechaber in Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer, Siman Tav Pei Tes Sif Dalet, Sif Tav Pei Tes Sif Dalet, the Mechaber writes that the Mechaber paskens, someone asks you what's today's count of Sfira, you didn't count yet yourself. You tell him today is the 13th day of the Omer, you can't count with a bracha. That's what the Mechaber writes, Tav Pei Tes Sif Dalet. The Achron were bothered, but the Mechaber passes in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, Mitzvos, Srichos, Kavana. If Mitzvos, Srichos, Kavana, and you just Nisiach Lepitumo told your friend what day it is without Kavana Latzeis, so then you should be able to count Vayter with a bracha tonight. So there, the Gaon is Mitzayin, writes in the Mechaber that the Mechaber is writing this Laman de Amar, Mitzvos Ein Srichos Kavana. Even though the Mechaber passes Mitzvos Srichos Kavana, but this Din Shulchan Aruch is a Liba de Man de Amar, Mitzvos Ein Srichos Kavana. So maybe here also, the Mechaber, Me'ikra Din, paskins against the Rambam and Halacha Shnei Gufa. But here the Mechaber is telling you what the Halacha would be according to the Rambam, and maybe in this particular situation, there's a reason to be Choshesh L'Chumra for the Rambam. Or that's how the Mechaber wanted to present it. So suggests Rav Asher. If you don't say that, then you're left with, well, and that's to explain the Gaon. And again, we had the Be'er Lacha suggestion that maybe the Mechaber's go understood Netil Sipranayim like the Rivash, that a Malacha She'en HaSricha L'Gufa, and that Netil Sipranayim is not a Malacha She'en HaSricha L'Gufa. This is irrelevant, again, not really our topic, but relevant to the question of what happens if a woman has Leil Tefillah on Friday night and didn't cut her nails previously, where even though Me'ikra Din, in many situations that may not be a Chatzis Me'ikra Din, but Kfar Nagu B'nos Yisrael for generations to be machmir for different considerations to cut fingernails in advance of Tefillah across the board. So what happens if a woman didn't cut her fingernails in advance of Tefillah on Friday night? So the Taz, Yoredei Kufsadi Chesu Kavim Kuf Aleph, is of the opinion that since Me'ikra Din, it's only there's no need to cut the nails, meaning as long as there's no objective chatzitza, it's only Mi Minhaga. Me'ikra Din, you don't need to cut the nails, it's only a minhag. Therefore, as long as the nails are clean, the woman go to the mikvah and doesn't need to ask a Nachri to come and cut them, even if Nachri cuts them according to the Taz, maybe that's called Misayeya. And the Shach disagrees, and the Shach thinks that you should bring a Nachri. Mishnah Berurah talks about this here, Tifkatan Gimel. Isha Sheshach Kalitol Tzibranami Er Shabbos. Vira Tfilasa B'lo Shabbos. Masa Magan Avram. Shetamar La'akam Litol B'yad. Tavish Shvuf Tishvuf Magan Mitzvah. Tetila Tzibranayim B'yad is only Derabanan, not B'kli. And Amir L'Nachri is Derabanan, Shvus is just Maga Mitzvah. V'mi'efshar B'yad, Mutar Al Yadav Afil B'kli. Im Ein Akku, yeah, because Me'ikra Din, Even if it's a single shvuach, b'makom tzarich mitzvah, you could be mekel, hanemir l'nachri. Then ein akum near sheish lismo shas tzchak al nikor shetinakr tachas tiporen, like the Taz. Darkei tshuva, kuf sadi chesiv katan gimel kotsom achronim, that if there's no nachri, it's very sweet. If there's no nachri, or even if there is a nachri, you can only do it with kli, you should be docha the tefillah. And I think Rav Schechter thinks that's correct. And Pirkei Das goes to Rav Eliashiv that even if there is a nachri, you should be docha the tefillah. And many assume, Rabbi Willig assumes, Mikra didn't like the Taz, that you don't need to ask a nachri, as long as the nail isn't broken, as long as there's no dirt. And women can go to the mikveh as is, if necessary, if she didn't cut the nail before Shabbos. Yeah, not our topic, but it does come up here. Agav. Okay, so we'll stop here today. Wednesday, I'm scheduled to be out of town for Gittin, so I won't be able to give shiur here. So I think we'll meet on Thursday instead. Time is Esther. That work?
What time?
After Mincha? Mincha is probably.
Early Mincha?
Well, the earliest Mincha now is 1:35.
Yeah, I know what I'm saying. Are they like moving posts to it's like 2 to 5:30 on things
Well,
like
Mincha won't be done by 2, but yeah.
that? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Mincha is 1:35. So it'll probably be done 2:15-ish. So then 5 minutes after Mincha on Thursday. Yeah. And then next week, Sunday's Purim. So one of us here on Sunday. I guess we'll try for Monday next week. So Mirza Sham, on Wednesday, we will finish Gozes.